Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 22, Johannesburg 21, Mbombela 23.
And on the roads, Pretoria side, Solomon Mahlangu Drive West. There's delays as you head towards Olympus Drive. And there's been a crash in Edenvale, N3 North, at Linksfield Road, opgehoopte verkeer.
Vier mense is vanoggend doodgeskiet in 'n voorval in Jeppestown. 'N Groep gewapende mans het vanoggend by die Doornfontein taxi staanplek aangekom en begin lostrek. Polisie woordvoerder Dimakatso Nevolweni sê 4 mense is op die toneel dood verklaar, terwyl 3 ander na hospitaal gehaas is met beserings.
One of the injured is a university student who was waiting for a bus. The shooting is suspected to be taxi violence related and the matter will be investigated by the provincial taxi violence unit.
Die presidentie veroordeel die Kaapse Onafhanklikheidsgroep vir sy beplande besoek aan Washington en bestempel dit as 'n verdeelende besluit. Woordvoerder vir die president Vincent Makwenya het vanoggend die media toegespreek. Hy sê president Cyril Ramaphosa beskou nie die besoek as 'n goeie idee nie. Die besoek kom te midde van toenemende spanning tussen Suid-Afrika en Amerika. Makwenya sê Ramaphosa bly toegewyd aan nasionale eenheid en waarsku teen aksies wat die land kan beskadig.
The president cautions everyone to exercise his or her constitutional given right, but to do so in the manner that does not undermine and subvert constitutional democracy in South Africa. We should all be actively engaged in building a better South Africa in the face of unpredictable geopolitical dynamics.
Action SA sê die regering van nasionale eenheid is nie ernstig oor die befondsing van plaaslike regering nie, waar gewone burgers daagliks die grootste krisisse beleef. Met die uitsluiting van die nasionale regering se toelaakennings het die plaaslike regering in 2024-25 4,7% van die totale befondsing ontvang, terwyl die bedrag die jaar effens afgeneem het na 4,6%. Die nasionale voorsitter van Action SA, Michael Beaumont.
The municipal infrastructure grant has only gone up by 2%, whereas the urban settlements development grant for infrastructure and metros has gone up by 6 and 5.9% in the 26-27 financial year. This is a crisis.
En die prys van koper styg gebo $10,000 omdat Amerikaanse maatskappye die metaal in groot skaal aankoop weens 'n kommer dat Amerikaanse president Donald Trump tariewe op die produk gaan plaas. Dit is die hoogste prys wat koper in 5 maande bereik het. Koper is 'n belangrike metaal vir die storing van elektrisiteit, elektriese motors, sonpanele en windturbines. Meer op jacarandafm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emil Pinar, our top story this hour, 4 killed in shooting at taxi rank in Joburg.
Yo, getting out of hand again. I love that. Crime intelligence, come on. Do what you gotta do. Hi, so here we are on a, what is it, Saturday again? So donderdagmiddag. And I've got to say, happy autumn! Yay! Summer ended yesterday. Did you notice?
I mean, it felt like it ended just after Jan.
Yeah, no, it did pretty much because, well, al die reën en die bewolkte toestande en alles. But today is Herfstdag. It is autumnal point in the southern hemisphere. Both day and night are equal in length. So, herfst begin vandag. Okay, let's go get the oos. Come on! Speaking of going to get things, today is a very important day for SASSA grant cardholders.
Yes.
Today, there's apparently frantic efforts underway to migrate SASSA recipients to their new cards. Today is the deadline. If you've been sitting on the fence or just waiting to see what happened, don't wait.
Yeah, you have to go collect your black SASSA issued card.
Last night, did you know we had load shedding?
Yeah, I was briefly aware of it.
I think it was right about 11 o'clock last night, he got the Varskiven. Beep, beep, what? Eskom, what? Stage 2 load